Do you get any sense at all? You were mentioning FIFA and the IOC. Do you get any sense at all that there is more normalcy starting to come down the road for college athletics? Or do you still have the same apprehensions that you've had the whole time?
No, and that is one of the things I'll be curious to hear from Sean about. And it sounds as if Sean is ready. So instead of me bloviating about where my head is at, we could go, there he is.
Hey, boys.
Sean,
how are we doing today?
We're great. Hey, is Krivitz, you're a Wisconsin guy, is Krivitz up north or not?
Yes. Did I get that right?
It is. Sean, don't you think Highway 29?
Come on,
Highway 29 is the line of demarcation, right? Or do you go high, do you go up further?
Hey, I go anywhere. Up, down, left, right. I'll go anywhere in this state. I love this state. You guys know that. Hey, Tausch, Jason, great to be with you guys this morning. I'm fired up to be back home.
We're fired up to have you, and we're fired up that Wooly got the video connection to work, so we appreciate him doing that. Let's start with the obvious question, though, and then we'll get to more fun. I was just asking Tausch this, and he unexpectedly used the word bloviate, which I wasn't quite ready for either. Let's talk about the world that we live in now and the world that you are stepping back into as the Wisconsin athletic director. You knew Tausch years ago. You were here at Wisconsin for a long time. You're a Wisconsin guy. You go to Miami. You go to Nebraska. I don't know. You might as well be Elroy Crazy Legs Hirsch, though, with your experience during that era, right? Everything is so different now. How are you going to attack this job, and how did your time at Texas in today's college landscape help prepare you for this now?
Well, I'm going to attack it just like I've attacked every day since I've been in college athletics, and that's with positivity and education at the heart of everything we do. And so, you know, things have changed over the 2.5 decades that I've been involved in college athletics. It's always been about change and innovation and creativity. You know, we're in an environment now in college athletics where there's less restrictions than ever. And you know, there's not as much regulation as there once was. And so I think we're just trying to figure out how to operate in that ecosystem in a way that not only serves the universities, these great public and private universities, but more importantly, how the athletics department serves those universities and our young people. I'm really excited. I have been, you know, back in 2010, 2011, when I transitioned to Miami, I was really all about trying to find ways to get more benefits to our student athletes. I always felt like we were too restrictive in those areas. And, you know, at times we've, especially now, we've swung to the other end and we're just trying to find that balance. But if we can come together and work on this together, we'll be fine. So change is inevitable. The great ones adjust. And so I feel really good about the journey that I've been on. I've learned a ton. I've grown a ton. You know, I've been knocked on my ass a few times. But that's what athletics is all about. That's the great thing about athletics. You know how to get up and move forward and be resilient.
Sean, when you talk about
what have you learned from your time at Texas? Because I know you're going to do your press conference tomorrow, and when the announcement was kind of unofficially brought to us a couple days ago, people want to talk to you about, I'm sure going to ask you about some of your other spots, but Texas, a lot of success down at Texas, and you were, you know, a big part of that. Was it for the fundraising? What have you taken from your time at Texas that, you know, in this new era, you're going to need to bring here to Wisconsin?
Well, great place. There's so many similarities between Texas and Wisconsin, if you really look at it. And then people. It was all about the people. When we got there in 2018, things weren't great. Our structure wasn't great. Our foundation wasn't great. Some of our teams weren't performing at the level that we needed to perform, they needed to perform at. And so we went to work sort of laying the bricks of that foundation very, very tightly. And almost everything we were doing focused on our head coaches and our student athletes. And so there was no magic, you know, bullet with that one. There was no silver bullet with that one other than hard work and getting the right people in the right seats. And then as we started to do that, we started to win. And as we started to win, then of course, you know, the flywheel starts. You know, people are more interested in tickets, people are more interested in premium, people are more interested in sponsorships. All those things that, you know, we've experienced here at Wisconsin at times in our history, you just got to build momentum and you got to get people rolling in the right direction. Using Coach's old analogy, you know, we were selling some blue sky early on. And then we just were able to hire some exceptional coaches and gave them the resources they needed. And we got the heck out of the way and we let them do their deal. So there was a lot of hard work put in over the 8 years at Texas. I'm so appreciative of them and thankful for them for the opportunity. But we're going to bring a lot of that energy and some of those plans associated with people and being focused on our head coaches and our student athletes and get our arms around that deal. And then hopefully we can also build some momentum and get that flywheel going. And I tell you what, there's as much passion in this state as what we had there. And so, you know, when you talk about that piece of it, you know, you can't manufacture that deal. We've got passion. We've got a connection to this place. People love this place. They want us to be successful. So we just got to do those things fundamentally that can help us move forward. But it's going to take some time. It's been 15 years since I've been here. A lot of familiar faces walking in the building today. And then some new faces, and the facilities have changed. And so I'm really looking forward to immersing myself in everything we got going on here at Madison. But there are a ton of similarities between Texas and Wisconsin. And so that gives me great hope. I'm really excited about what's in front of us.
So, Sean, you said speaking of head coaches, have you had a chance? And we all know football, obviously, Texas, doesn't matter where, football drives the bus. And I know, you know, with Barry, it's always football, football, football. And he's built a lot of other great things, too. But football was the engine. Have you had a chance to catch up with Luke Fickell and kind of get an idea of where we're at from a football standpoint here?
I have. I've talked to Luke a couple times since it became official. And actually, I've talked to every single head coach and connected with them over the last couple of days. And I'm really excited to get over and spend some more time with Luke. We didn't really talk much about football. We talked about family and all those things that are really important as you're developing a relationship. I hadn't really had a chance to know or work with Luke up to this point, but my deal is I'm just going to immerse myself in everything they're doing over there and listen and learn. And nobody's going to be a bigger supporter than me relative to what he's got going on. And I will say that about everything in this department. There's going to be a ton of support and there's going to be times for us to step back and reflect and evaluate and all that other sort of stuff. But at this point in time, I'm just trying to build relationships, trying to get to know people, understand how they work, how they think. And then I can help them from a support perspective. And then, you know, I've just had the good, great fortune of being around a lot of good ball coaches. You know, my high school coach was fantastic. My college coaches were fantastic at Whitewater. And then getting an opportunity to work with Holtz and Spurrier and Barry, and now it was with Steve at Texas. I feel like I relate well with coaches. I've never coached. So, you know, I never tell them that I'm going to put myself in their shoes. I just sit back and listen and try to provide support. It's a hard deal, as you know better than anyone. The margin here, especially today in this environment, is very, very thin. But we have a recipe here at Wisconsin for success, and I'm looking forward to seeing where we are relative to that recipe.
Talking with new University of Wisconsin Athletic Director Sean Eichhorst on Wilde and Tausch. All right, Sean, from the jump, you know, I obviously am familiar with your career and your time at UW, and I'm excited for your opportunity. But what I really liked hearing was that you got knocked on your ass a few times, because people love to kind of, well, I don't want to talk about that part of my career because that didn't go the way I wanted it to. So what did you take from your time at Nebraska that makes you a better athletic director now?
Growth, you know, just having been through transition and being in an iconic place. I love my time there. I'm very respectful of my opportunity there. We worked our butts off And I think by any measure over that period of time I was there, we had a ton of success when you kind of take a look at what happened before and then what's happened since. But it's just learning. It's growth. It's just like we teach our, you know, our kids when they go to preschool or grade school or middle school or high school. You know, you learn through adversity, and you learn character, integrity, and discipline. You know, all those things we talk about in our programs, you got to look in the mirror. And so that's part of the journey. And resiliency is the key. And, you know, growing up in a small town, Lone Rock, 45 minutes from Madison, you know, farming town, arts town, all that kind of stuff. You know, I've been knocked on my ass plenty of times in my lifetime, and I've always learned more from failure than I have from success. And so, but nobody's going to work harder at it than me. And being connected and build relationships, and you know, Taush has been around me a ton. I mean, I'm about people. I love this state. I love this program. And, you know, those are good things to start with. And then if you like being around people and, more importantly, coaches, I think, you know, good things can happen. But it's an obvious question. I get it. And, you know, I think we've turned the page and moved on. And our great 8 years at Texas, I think, is more of a resemblance of where we're headed with respect to what I can bring to the table. But I get it. I own it.
Well, I try not to ask obvious questions, but some of them are unavoidable. Here's another one for you. How much influence was Barry Alvarez on you? Because, and look, obviously I covered Barry as a student reporter. He still gives me grief about my earring way back in the day. Taush obviously played for him. But there are some younger Badgers fans, and we got the blowback of it. You know, we were like, how do you not have Barry Alvarez on the committee and everything else? How do you take his influence on you and use that as a very positive thing, but also understand that there are people that maybe don't even quite understand how much he meant to this university?
Well, tremendous, iconic, you know, legendary, all those things. I wish I was like Taush. I wish I could have played for him. You know, we have a deep relationship that's more about the things that matter than football and all that other sort of stuff. You know, what I've learned from him is how to treat people and how to make a group of people come together and do something that they don't think they could do ever as individuals. You know, just the way he goes about it and the way he talks about it. He pays a lot of attention to, you know, histories and traditions and all those other sorts of things. And so, you know, when I was at South Carolina with Coach Holtz, we talked about sort of some of the people that he had been around in the coaching business. And when this opportunity came, Lou had retired and Steve had taken over. But I talked to Lou about whether Wisconsin would be a good fit. And he's like, well, what are you talking about? He's like, you could put Barry Alvarez on any street corner in America and he'd be successful. And so that, I think that sums it up, you know, right there. But I also think that he gets the bigger picture and how things in the landscape have changed. And so I'm going to lean into him. And I told him this the other day. I wasn't looking for his help to get this job because he had already prepared me for this job. I didn't need Coach out there banging on the table. You got to hire this guy. I didn't need that. And I actually didn't want that. What I wanted was is that when I did get the job, that he'd come here and help me and be around and talk to our coaches and be a part of how we're recruiting and all those other sorts of things. I mean, you'd be crazy not to lean into that resource. And so, and the other thing is I want to make him proud. I mean, we all do, right, Taush? I mean, you don't want to let that guy down. And so, you know, there's a freedom with that in some ways. You know, early on in my career, as I was moving along the chairs, there's more pressure and anxiety with it because you're learning it as you go. And then you have all these mentors of yours that, you know, really want you to do well. And it's more about proving them right than proving everybody else wrong, if that makes sense.
Well, Taush got to play for Barry. You got to play for a legend, too, in Bob Brezowitz. And you played a hell of a lot more than Taush did in college. So I am curious, when you look at how much your time at Wisconsin previously, you said it was 15 years ago, which is true. But did you get the sense, look, you had to be, you had to crush the interview. Otherwise, they're not hiring you. That doesn't matter that you were here before. But the landscape being different, maybe it doesn't matter that you were here before. How do you think that factored in to you getting this opportunity?
I think the blend was really unique for me. I was able to have a sense of the DNA, the campus, the rhythm. You know, I've been a lifelong learner, so leaning into the educational part, how iconic Wisconsin is. I mean, it's one of the finest universities in the world. Everybody knows that, you know, education, research, the Wisconsin idea, all that other sort of stuff. And so, you know, having that sort of as a secondary nature for me, then kind of allowed me to be progressive as I talk to people about, you know, what I've seen over the course of the last 25 years. I mean, I've had the good, great fortune of being in all power force conferences, right? I don't know how many of my colleagues have actually been in the room at all of those conferences. And so I think today more than ever, having that sort of experience and understanding, you know, is important. But I think it allowed me to tell a story that was possibly different than anybody else that was pursuing the opportunity. And we've been very progressive at Texas, but we've also been very original to who we are, and we're going to do the same thing here. I mean, we're going to do the things that make us special, and we're going to make some adjustments to the extent that we need to make them, but we're always going to tie them back to who we are. And why wouldn't you? I mean, the strengths of this place, this is a destination place. And so, as you can imagine, there was a lot of preparation that went in to the evolution of getting this position. And I took it very, very seriously. And so it felt very natural to me. In many ways, I was able to just be free with what I see and what I think and all those other sorts of things. But certainly having a grounding in all the things that make Wisconsin special is helpful.
Sean, one more for me. So I'm curious. I'm always fascinated by origin stories. And so you obviously have a successful career playing at Whitewater. You go to Marquette Law School. How do you end up going on this path? Does Whitewater need an athletic director? And they say, hey, that captain from a few years ago, he went to law school. We could use him. Because when you look at where you start, and now where you are now, I'm fascinated how this journey has gone for you.
It goes down to just fundamentals. So Dr. Galen Greenhill, who ultimately was the chancellor who hired me at Whitewater, was a provost. And we just happened to be on the bus together to a road game for football. And so I had a great aspiration to get into the law, and he had a political science background, and we just talked, and so one thing led to another, and you know, when I heard that Wisconsin Whitewater was going to hire a new athletic director, and at that time they had separate men's and women's departments, and so Diane Jones and Willie Myers, who I knew when I was a student athlete, were stepping down, and we were going to combine these departments, and one thing led to another, and I think my background in athletics and my background in the law, and some organizational behavior stuff, politics, sort of came together, and one thing led to another, and I ended up in Whitewater at 31 with no experience in college athletics, and now it was Coach Brezowitz's supervisor with Jim Miller and Dave Vandermullen and that great staff. I'll tell you what, the coaches that Whitewater had as I was going through that program and the coaches they've had since are as good as any level I've been a part of. Those guys and gals could coach at this level any day of the week. And so that's kind of how the journey started. You know, just opening yourself up when you're sitting on a bus and traveling somewhere, you know, that's how these things happen. And if, you know, if you're open to meeting people and talking to people, good, you know, good things can happen. So it's been awesome. And I owe everything to Whitewater, and all the things that they're doing today, really special to me.
Sean, last one for me as well, and I guess you have a ton of things that are going to be coming across your desk. What do you think is the biggest thing that now that you're in that chair that you're going to need to address to get Wisconsin to where you want it to be?
People. For me, it's just – and I you know, I've been saying it a bunch, but, you know, for me, it's just getting to learn what's going on, right? Listening to people, building relationships. At the end of the day, I think some of this stuff is fairly straightforward in the way you build a team. And so, Tosh, I'm going to spend a lot of time with our head coaches, and why wouldn't you? Some of them are as elite as you could find. And any company, you know, nonprofit or church would love to have these people come in and talk to them about how you treat people, how you build teams. Then once you do that and you got trust and communication, and Tosh, the best teams you've ever been on, I bet you were managed in the locker room, right? It's an inside-out deal. And so you got to build an organization that can monitor itself and can lead itself. And the way you do that is really getting to understand people, what makes them go, getting them in the right seats, and then getting out of the way and giving them some resources and all that other sort of thing. So for me, it's just not assuming. And that's why I'm going to meet with our staff today. All of our staff, we're going to meet today at noon. And my message to them is got to serve this institution at the highest level. Athletics is at the best when it's serving the institution, right? You got to take care of our kids. It's all about our kids. And then you got to take care of our head coaches. Those are the key. That's the tip of the spear. And if we're focused on those things, then anything is possible. But I don't want to assume anything. I don't have an agenda. What I want to do is really get an understanding of everything we're doing right now. And then there's going to be time for us as a group collectively to make some decisions about an adjustment here or there. And, you know, hopefully we'll go on and win a bunch of games this fall. You know, that takes a lot of, you know, you're putting wins in the left column. That can solve a lot too, right? I think Barry said it best, winning's great for the soul. Well, we need to do some soul building around here. That's what I got to say. So that's going to take some time, and it's going to take some hard work, and it's got to take everybody kind of buying into it. And so we're going to find out pretty quickly on some of that stuff. But I'm excited to be here. I'm ready to get rolling.
All right, Sean, I lied, as I normally do in interviews. I have one more for you, because I can't let you go, because everything you said, I agree with. It's about this great institution that Tausch and I both graduated from. It's about people, players, coaches, students, everybody. Unfortunately, the reality of college athletics today is also, it's about money. And that is the biggest challenge. How do you fit that part into all the other stuff that I love to talk about? And it's why I love college sports more than I love covering the NFL for 30 years and everything I've done, because that's, for me, college sports is different that way. And yet now it's not quite as different as it used to be. So how does the money component fit into the paradigm you just talked about with all the other important stuff?
Well, resources have always been important, right? Everybody's striving to have the resources they need to be successful. I think for me, the way I've looked at the economics of it is you just got to make appropriate investments. And I've seen a lot of people spend a lot of money and not do a lot of winning, right? We've seen that. You're not going to money whip this deal, in my opinion. Now, we're going to do the things that we need to do to build that foundation so that we can start to scale as we have success. But that's going to take some time. But when your teams are doing well and your fan base is really feeling good, you got pride and passion, we got that big time in spades, right? Then you can start to stretch your legs in tickets. You can start to stretch your legs in premium. You can start to stretch your legs in, you know, in sponsorships. And all those verticals we're all talking about, right? Everybody wants to grow revenue. Everybody talks about innovation and creativity. Talk is cheap. You got to actually do it. And the way you do it is you got to build a program where people want to be a part of it, right? They don't want to just write checks out of the box unless they see some sort of return on their investment. And so my deal is to get my feet on the ground and talk to as many people. I've talked to probably our top 25 donors. I've talked to a lot of student athletes. I've talked to our head coaches. And I'm thanking them for all the things they've done for us. But most often what they're telling me is what can I do to help? And so what I would say is just your pride and your passion, just bring positivity, bring optimism, right? Give these young people a chance, and they feel it. You know, the social media and the environment we're in, which we are today. You know, Jason, it's the difference between us and professional sports is education. You know, we talked about this amateurism stuff forever. That's not a thing anymore, right? The distinguishing factor for us today is education. And that is the most valuable resource that our society has, young people in education, research, all those other sorts of things. So those wonderful pro franchises with their owners and all that money that they're spending, that's a different deal. And so we've got to do a better job distinguishing what it is that we do and why we do it. And then I think the rest will take care of itself. But I get it. Resources are really important, especially in an unregulated environment. Okay. We've got to get this thing regulated in a way that makes sense for everybody so we can maintain the integrity of all the sports, because we want to be good in everything. We understand that football is the one pulling the train, right? So we'll focus on all of that. But I will say this. I've seen a lot of places do a really good job making investments in their support areas and in their sports, and they're not at the top of the heap and the amount of revenue that's being generated, if that makes sense. I think mm-hmm. the other thing folks need to think about is the scale of our enterprises, right? You see a lot of different numbers from an economics perspective. Well, a lot of that's driven if you got a 100,000 seat stadium, right? You know, you got a 50,000, a 60,000, a 70, an 80. You know, those things all scale themselves. So what I would say to people, as you dig into the economics, you got to understand what scale you're on, right? We're at a really good spot, but there are some schools we're going to compete against that they just have bigger stadiums, and they have a bigger platform in some ways to generate revenue. That doesn't make them any better than us. We're just going to have to be better with the resources we have and the investments we make, and that's Wisconsin. That's what we do best. Right? We work hard. We trust one another. We unite with one another. And we're a very resilient group of people, right? We've all been knocked on our ass, right? But we get up and we're stronger than ever in those situations. So that was a long-winded response to your question about revenue. But that, to me, that's a buzz. Those are buzz terms. That'll take care of itself when we get this thing tight and rolling.
The pride of Lone Rock, Wisconsin, the pride of Auburndale, Wisconsin, and some guy from Milwaukee. What a joy it's been to have you, Sean. We're really excited for you and Kristen and the boys, and we're really excited. We'll book you, every other week, you think, to talk with Tausch on the show? You think that works for your schedule? I know you got a lot on your plate, but...
I thought we'd do this weekly. What are we talking about? I'll probably get in trouble for saying that. You guys will get after my ass, but I'm here. I'm open for business, man. You can't go. There's no hiding, right? I mean, here we are.
No, there isn't. We're excited for you, and we appreciate all your time today, Sean. Thanks so much.
All right, guys. Take care.
That is new Wisconsin Athletic Director Sean Eichhorst. I think if you're a Badgers fan, you should walk away from that conversation feeling pretty good. We'll talk more about it next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
From green and gold to red, white, and blue.
And man, he just keeps being tremendous, keeps just showing everybody that he's not just Antonio Freeman's son, that he is really Alex Freeman.
Find the full interview with Wilde and Tausch available on the ESPN Madison YouTube channel.